This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Affordable housing projects in Colorado are getting an $8 million boost. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The state granted $3 million to a new apartment development in Colorado Springs called Academy Heights. Funds will also go to constructing a 72-unit space for permanent supportive housing in Denver. It's set aside for low-income families, including people experiencing homelessness with a disability. Other projects include improving apartments in Lamar and a development in Breckenridge. In addition, the state set aside $2.6 million of CARES Act funding to continue rental relief programs related to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Those funds came after a report from the governor's task force on evictions earlier this month. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The number of people sick with COVID-19 in Colorado is growing. That could spell trouble for hospital capacity. State officials point to the long-lasting health effects as a reason for people to be cautious now. Barbara Gould got sick with COVID-19 and barely survived.
It was clear by then that I was dying. My husband had to have my living will in front of him at all times. And at one point, the doctors did call and say, "It's not looking good."
She was on a ventilator for 65 days and has lingering health problems. Hospitalizations are now at their highest levels since the spring. Tonight's low in Denver is 20 degrees. Tomorrow's high is 50. This is CPR News.